From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi military leaders say their security forces began an operation today to take the city of Fallujah from Islamic State extremists, storming the stronghold from various points. As the fighting begins, there are growing concerns about the plight of civilians trapped inside the Islamic State-held city. UNHCR says it is receiving reports of horrific civilian suffering. UN humanitarian agencies say hundreds of migrants are feared drowned in at least three shipwrecks in the Mediterranean as people from Africa try to reach Europe aboard vessels operated by smugglers from Libya. William Spindler is with the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
The reason why so many people are taking to sea at the moment and risking their lives is because they have no option. We have to give them the possibility to travel legally and safely.
The Italian Coast Guard says on Friday alone that 1,900 migrants were rescued from boats in the Mediterranean. The United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator for South Sudan has called for renewed efforts to distribute aid funds. Eugene Owusu says the UN has received only a fraction of the cash needed.
The humanitarian appeal that we launched late last year is today funded at only 29%. We need more contributions urgently in order to reach people in dire need across the country as they seek to regain their lives and indeed their livelihoods.
The UN has appealed for more than $1 billion in humanitarian assistance for South Sudan, where an estimated 20% of the population has been forced from their homes by the conflict. This is VOA News. The chief peace negotiator for Syria's mainstream opposition says he is quitting his post over the failure of the UN-backed peace efforts to find a political solution to the country's long-running civil war. Mohammed Alouche linked his decision to ongoing violence by Russian-backed government forces. Analyst David Lesh of Trinity University calls it an inevitable result of the breakdown in the U.S.-Russian cessation of hostilities negotiated in late February.
They kept trying to put band-aids to it to keep some semblance of a process together, but it is inevitably falling apart, partly due to the fact that the regime has made gains over the last number of months with Russian and Iranian support. So really, they're in no mood to negotiate. They feel they don't have to negotiate or make the necessary concessions, at least from the point of view of the opposition.
2 weeks of peace talks in Geneva, where UN envoys met separately with envoys from the Assad government and opposition groups, ended in April without a deal as new fighting flared near the Syrian border. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says he is not sure when the peace talks will resume. A photograph apparently shows a Japanese journalist who has been missing in Syria for nearly a year. It's been posted now on the Internet. Junpei Yasuda is believed to have been captured by the al-Qaeda affiliate Nusra Front after he crossed into Syria from Turkey last June. Japan's foreign ministry is analyzing that photo, but has said the man shown in the image is likely Yasuda. Yasuda also held hostage in Baghdad in 2004. The Japanese government negotiated his freedom. Ukraine state emergency agencies say 17 people have died. It happened in a fire in a building temporarily housing elderly people. All of this happening 40 kilometers north of Kiev. Turning now to sports news and auto racing, American and rookie Alexander Rossi has won the 100th running of the Indianapolis 500.
It hasn't sank in yet, and I'm glad it hasn't. You know, I'm still processing this whole thing, but, you know, to do it on the 100th running, to do it as an American, and to show that, you know, a young American talent is on the rise and is competing in IndyCar is a great honor of mine and something I'll carry forward for the rest of the season.
24-year-old Rossi beat out teammate Colombian Carlos Munoz by 4 seconds. Joseph Newgarden and Tony Kanaan came in third and fourth. Racing fans say it was perhaps one of the more unlikely Indy 500 victories, as Rossi has almost no experience in racing on oval tracks.
That's the latest world news from VOA.